My buddies were like, "Tell it, just stop posting like promoting like other brands." I'm like, "Shit, I can't. If I get paid, then I'll stop promoting right now."
No, I feel that. I feel that. I've actually been working on, I have an online, so I try to, I don't know if you're familiar with Patreon.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I'm trying to create it to where I can put in products for people who are trying to get into real estate in any aspect, basically. And so that's what I've been working on today, is trying to get that together. But I have some of
Nice.
my
So
stuff up
are
there now.
you like making a class, like a tutorial where people pay for
Yeah.
a subscription?
Well, a lot of people who come to me, they're always like, "Hey, Charlene, if you want to get out of real estate," and then I'm like, "Okay, what part of real estate, right?" And there's always it varies. Some people are like, when they say they want to get into real estate, they mean they want to buy a house. When some people say they want to get into real estate, they mean they actually want to invest, but they don't know where to start, or they want to flip, or they want to wholesale. Any of those things, like, I actually know all of it. So instead of me having to do the content over and over and over, it's easy for me to actually start doing like start actually doing one-on-one sessions. I think it'll be beneficial for me and also for the person who's looking for the help. And also, I mean, my I go to meetings, I meet with people, I give them all the information, but then they move on to somebody, or they take my advice and then they go somewhere else and do it on their own, which again, I don't mind, because we are, yeah, so everybody to come forward, like to pull themselves up, right? And I'm okay with that. But now I have to learn how to give my information, not for free, but actually, get value out of it, so that I'm not wasting my time and people also aren't taking advantage of me. I've had a few people already that know me personally, and they call me for advice, but then, like, example, I had a girl called me a couple weeks ago and said, "Hey, Charlene, I have my finger, near the end of December." So this wasn't too, it was like a couple months ago. And I was like, "Well, let me look at the property. Let me look at it myself so I can tell you what I think it's valued at." And she was like, "I already did that. It's worth 750. That's what Zillow says. And she's going to sell it to me for 500." And I said, "Well, fakalila. So kangwa mwe is suepe sa nga kala. Just because Zillow tells you that it's worth 750 doesn't mean that it's really 750." And so I gave her the advice. I looked it up. I felt like it was only worth 640,000. And so I told her, I said, "Go for half a million, and she's giving you the deal, and it's worth it to you, then that's really what it's worth. It's worth what you want to pay for it." And she was like, "Oh, you know what? You're right. We're not going to do it. We'll think about it." And then about a week later, I always keep up with the market. Congratulations. And she just started ignoring me. I was like, "What the hell?" So it's just little things like that, that I encounter. So I'm just trying to basically put in a process where I'm helping people, but I'm also not being taken advantage of. So,
People tend to just don't realize the work that you got to go through. You know what I'm saying? For like, why don't you go ahead and just let our listeners know? Like, I know for you, you're saying it like, yeah, it's okay, but really, you saved this person $100,000 right off the bat. You know, so because I'm calculating what you're telling me, and I'm like, you saved them a lot of money, and for the fact for. Which again, I understand you're not, no hard feelings, but at the same time, it's kind of like, dude, you just pretty much got a free information that these are not really free stuff, and
Yeah, like,
you
I
your
honestly, I would have
audacity
been
to go to somebody
fine.
else.
I would have been fine if she would just answer and be like, "Oh, yeah, thanks, girl. Yeah, we got a house." Like, you could have just answered. That's all I was hoping for. Like, "Hey, like, I see you. That's awesome. I want to congratulate you." But it made me feel like me congratulating you was useless or like nothing, And so, and that for me was like, "Okay, well, if I'm giving you all this information, maybe I need to start guarding myself from things like that, So,
So you
yeah.
basically the advice that you gave this person, not that I'm we're trying to attack this person,
Right. Not
but
that person. Right.
what I'm trying to get out of this off this particular conversation is the fact to let our our viewers know that, you know, there's a lot in the process. The advice that you gave, you saved that person. For me as a client, you basically saved me probably 6 months or even a year's worth of even trying to spend waste not only money but time. And I think that that's valuable stuff, because I'm pretty sure the person you were talking to had no kind of real estate experience and was just going off of Google. And the fact that you saved that person, that individual, $100,000, that's not something light to look over. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So what I'm trying to say, Charlene, is what are the processes that you're doing to help them? Obviously, because you just don't be like, oh no, you get it cheaper for this reason. Like, there's a method that you have to go through in order to get the information that you're receiving. Don't give the gems, don't spill it on this podcast, but just kind of
No.
I want you to have a conversation with us, the listeners, of like the things that you got to go through, you know what I'm saying, in order to get
Yeah.
the answer that you're getting.
Well, I mean, it took me like a whole year. It took me a whole year of basically being quiet in places and sitting there in investment groups and also in different real estate brokerages meetings and kind of asking the hard questions when I'm able to. Most of the time, when you're in a room full of people who have been in real estate for more than 10 years, you're going to find something. You're going to learn something. And if you listen carefully, you might actually find something that will help you tremendously once the opportunity arises in your journey in life, you know? And so, and that's really the key thing there for me is that taking the time to get educated was a lot, right? But it wasn't just that. I also had to endure sitting around rooms that were filled with people who didn't look like me. And in those rooms, they're going to start talking about renters. They're going to start talking about people who, you know, rented their property and didn't take care of it. And here in Washington, unfortunately, in my early journey in real estate, I found a lot of people who were not Samoan or Polynesian and had something to say about my community about whether they knew how to handle property. Like, put it this way, I did have an investor. He purchased a property from one of my clients, who was a landlord. Okay. The landlord didn't do his due diligence of taking care of his property while it was in the hands of the people who were staying in it. Okay. And so, as a landlord or as an investor, you want to keep up with your property and make sure that it's up to par, you know? So that requires you doing inspections every year, or at least keeping a good contact with your tenants to say, hey, like, what's going on? Is there anything wrong with the house? Let me know so I can fix it, because you don't want an issue on your property to prolong over a course of years, you know? So this guy, he purchased this property from these people who was my clients. And when he purchased it, he purchased it at a very, very low price. Okay. He got it for 330. Okay. You can find properties in Washington that are decent for 330, right? But he got a project. He ended up getting He spent $330,000 on the property and then had the audacity to complain and say, do your people just don't know how to use bathrooms? Because this shit is just fucked up. And I was like, excuse me, what do you mean? He goes, well, the top toilets, the to toilets on the top two, top, I'm sorry, on the
Second
top
floor.
floor. Yeah, on the first floor are completely ruined. The bottom ones too. I said, what do you mean ruined? And he says, underneath it, it seemed like, anyway, not to be too graphic, but basically, he was suggesting, because our people are so huge, that we just didn't know how to take care and have proper care of property. That hurt my feelings, because now you're just saying, oh yeah, all Samoan people are like this, all Polynesian people are like this, instead of actually being a human being and saying, hey, or not, he didn't even have to address it in that manner. He could have just said, oh yeah, I have a terrible project, period. Instead of bringing in my culture, my people, or even suggesting anything like that, those are the type of things that I have to endure. Or not, I have to listen to people say, oh, well, you know, there's so many people who are going through evictions right now who are Polynesian. And I have to say, excuse you? What do you mean, all Polynesian? Because I'm pretty sure everybody encounters these types of issues normally, not because of their background. But because I'm in those rooms by myself and they don't see this until they see me right up front, it's like all of a sudden they feel like it's okay for them to talk to me about it. It's okay to them to like talk shit to me basically in my face while they're smiling about it and say, oh, well, you're here to learn, right? fuck you, man. So for me, I'm there because I want to hear these problems, but I want to hear the problems because I want to be able to be the bridge to understanding, like, hey guys, this is the reason why, like, this is the reason why some people don't want to rent to like to more than three people in the household when they have a three bedroom house. They don't comprehend that we have multi-generational households. We want to take care of our families. We don't want to just take care of one or two kids, period, by ourselves. That's just how the community works. And so these people translate it into other things. And so, you know, those are the things that I had to endure trying to get the information that I have now in my life, you know, is being in spaces like that. And then being in spaces where I'm a very comfortable and powerful woman when I go into places. I don't care who looks at me, how they look at me. I'm just, hi, my name is Charlene. How are you? I'm a real estate investor and I'm also a real estate agent. How can I help you? Like I'm that person in any meeting that I go to, I am that person. But when I am that person in those spaces, they are taken aback. At one point, I was with Coldwell Banker Bain. I was told to slow down. That's what I was told by Coldwell Banker Bain. And that's why I didn't hang my license with them anymore because I was being held back. And I wasn't
What was the name of
like
this company?
Coldwell Banker Bain.
Coldwell Banker Bank.
No, Bain. You know, the
Bang
they're
bang.
one Coldwell Banker.
Okay.
Have you've
Never
heard
heard
of
of
them?
them. No, I
You've never heard
haven't.
of them?
Nope.
Okay, they're a blue company. I mean, they're literally a big chain of real estate brokers all
Okay.
across. That one and Windermere is a great company for me. I've partnered with them a lot. They have an office here, like down in Yelm, and that's like way in the boonies of Washington. But when
Who are
I go
their
to those,
clients? Who
who are
are
their
they special?
clients?
Yes.
So they have been in real estate for a long time, but they do like they have a very wide range of properties. They have farms, they have estates, they have multifamily, and they also have like duplexes. I mean, they do anything between, you know, renting and purchasing and buying, right? However, it's dependent on the agents in the office. Now, the agents in the office in Windermere are filled with old people who have been in the industry for more than 20 years. And they themselves, this last year, felt like the market was really, really low and it was troubling low for them. But I get to be in those spaces with
Interesting.
them. It was nice for me to be around there because I get to say, hey, yeah, no, I just sold a house. And they were like, what? How are you getting clients right now? And I had to say, well, I work really hard. I try to market myself a lot. You know, I'm doing exactly what you guys told me to do, and that's what I'm
You're
doing.
running with it.
Yeah. And
So,
I mean, I get a really good feedback from them, which I'm grateful for, you know.
yeah. So all that knowledge that you gain, yes, I mean, I know that there's a lot of controversials or barriers that comes with it,
Yep.
but that's a given for any kind of race. You get what I'm
That's true.
saying? It
That's what
doesn't
I'm
matter.
saying.
It's like if you ain't Falang, you're white. You pretty much are the minorities, and that's just a
Yep.
standard thing. Because this is, I can say the same thing in Samoa. But anyways,
Yeah.
that's good. That's what you got to give is the knowledge that you receive and you're giving as information to the listeners. When you talk to Charlene or any real estate broker, you know what I'm saying? Like, remember those kind of stuff. It's a job that they're doing. When they're giving you advice, that's actually they're giving you your time. And if they're not charging you, then that's a friend, you know, and just
Yeah.
want to advise and encourage our listeners to like look out because it can happen to you too, but in a different in your own profession, different kind of ways, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. But anyways, before we jump on, because I know you're busy too. Yeah, I just want to welcome everybody to the Why Ooze podcast. You know what I'm saying? Your host, Pooty Moore, you know what I'm saying? Tuning in right now, your number one podcast that helps you pass time. And how do we do that? By providing hosts like Charlene, you know what I'm saying? And all my other ones that came through in the past, shout out to y'all, coming here educating us coconuts. You know, these are like entrepreneurs. These are esteemed small business owners, content creators. You get what I'm saying? So to the listeners, whether you're at home, or you're at the gym working out, or you're even on your way at work. You know what I'm saying? If you like this content today that you're listening to, please subscribe, like, and share and comment. And also reach out to Charlene. You know what I'm saying? We will post her link on our all over our stuff on the Why Ooze platform. You know, especially for those that are listening, just go to Spotify, any podcast that you're listening to, Why Ooze, we will have Charlene's information on there. Charlene, are you just based out of Washington State, or are you doing nationwide?
So I do real estate brokerage work here in Washington State only. However, I do investments and wholesaling all 50 states.
And that's where we were talking about earlier as you was tuning in. She's talking about she's getting ready to launch her Patreon. So you sign up for that. You know, Charlene will have more about that details on her website. That's where she can go touch you nationwide for any kind of questions and stuff like that.
It's just a
One more
dollar to
thing.
begin.
And oh, so you're already starting. So it's a dollar. There you
Yeah, it's
go.
just a dollar to be a month, like a monthly subscriber.
Check that
And that
out.
provides you like all kinds of information about like different various strategies to invest in real estate, what makes sense. I think that you can have all the information in front of you, but I think what really people need most of the time is just an opportunity to sit down and discuss those opportunities and then leverage it against what you have and your position to ensure that it's properly executed or that it's proper for your for what your actual goal is, you know?
I like that. I like that. There you go, man. For a dollar of your time, dollar a month, you're going to get wealth and knowledge. And then you also save yourself hundreds of thousands of dollars when you're ready to get a house or when you're ready to purchase a few properties. But before that, because we're talking about a lot of these stuff, get what Sue might want. This podcast content is for informational information and entertainment purposes only. The Why Us podcast makes no claims, promises, or guarantees about any accuracies or compliance or adequacies of
Not a
any kind of
financial
content
advisor.
on this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
No,
No
I
legal
gotcha.
liabilities or responsibilities is accepted by the Why Us podcast or Charlene's Real Estate. You know what I'm saying? Any errors, omissions, or statement on this podcast, it's just our own personal opinion, you know what I'm saying, from our own advice. So don't try to get off this stuff and get on there and try to bust a lawsuit on your oops. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, Charlene, you want to talk more about your Patreon before we talk to the other stuff?
Yeah, sure. So like on my Patreon, I'm actually putting on digital content as well, which again, it will help you decide whether you want to invest or it also help you with homeowner, I mean ho your first time home buying purchase. A lot of people don't know where to start. So I have a 2-year financial plan that's already provided on there. It's for $3. It's just a downloadable thing where it allows you to organize your bills, your expenses, your income, and also understand what where you can place yourself in the position to be able to purchase your dream home. So that's what I have on my Patreon right now. I'm hoping to add more value to it because I need to add I want to add courses or information about wholesaling because I find that a lot of people have the opportunity to use that strategy to come up in life, period. And it only takes one good deal, really, for you to like get the type of money that can change your life, you know? So I want to be able to do that more. But at this time right now, my Patreon is technically just a open it. I can't say it's open. I do have free content on there, but I also have subscriber content because it's good value. And so if you want more information about real estate that most people don't want to share with you, it'll cost you $1 a month just to get the access from me. And that's it.
And where do you find your all this stuff? Is it on the bio,
Oh,
the Linker bio, or is it on your website?
I did put it on Linker, on Linker, but it is patreon.com/charleneandrealestate. So
Yeah, no, but it's good. I like the page. But like Charlene said, go on your LinkedIn bio. Everybody knows what that is, and she's under the Lost Samoan. So the name, the Lost Samoan, let's talk about that. What happened? What's going on?
I am somebody who was born in California, and my parents were not married. My father is somebody who is a big businessman in Samoa back in the day. If you know Michael Schuster, that would be him.
Oh, you're a Schuster.
I am not a Schuster. I was born from a Schuster.
Oh, that's why it's the lost Samoan. Okay, carry on.
Yes. But I consider myself the lost someone because more than often my life has always been, I've always been somebody who is always the lost one. I'm always not necessarily in the middle of my culture or in the middle of things. I'm always the one who's always caught somewhere different. I can say that my life has been a journey of very various lost situations. My mother had me here in California, but I was sent to Samoa when I was four. So I was raised by my grandparents. And I'm sure, as you guys already know, if you are not born in Samoa back then, if Matais came to your family's house, most old school Matais don't necessarily like it that you are not born in Samoa, especially back in the 90s. And so, every now and then I'd always get an a Matai here and there who would say, "Hey, yeah, and they would joke about it, but that's kind of the hurtful types of jokes that you endure when you're a kid, But my grandparents took pity on me and they loved me a lot, actually, to the point where my grandmother took the time to teach me how to speak Samoan. I had a So every Thursday we had an hour where she'd teach me how to write, how to pronounce, how to enunciate. She was really adamant about enunciating appropriately and knowing how to say the right ways of saying Samoan words. And so she was that person who did that for me. But forward back to like 95, I came back to the United States. I ended up not really living in the United States for the month that I came to visit my mom. Just another lost situation. But then 2000, I graduated from, well, okay, I went to Selma College. I finished my first year, and then my mom had to bring me back because I technically was an overstayer in Samoa. I didn't have the paperwork to actually continue to live in Samoa. And my great aunt is Annie Laumea. I don't know if anybody knows who she is, but she used to be the chief of police in Samoa back in the day. So she was the reason why I was able to stay in Samoa. But then, you can only exercise your power for so much. And so I had to come back in 2000. And so when I came back in 2000, I graduated from West Seattle High School here in West Seattle, 2003. I was the ASB secretary for my class. I also won the Renaissance Award for West Seattle High School, but nobody came to my award show. I was there by myself. So it's okay. I mean, life happened. It taught me to be tough. And then because of that, also, I did go to 1 year of college at Northwest College, which is now Northwest University in Kirkland, Washington. It's like next to Bellevue, basically, and so I went to school there, but I couldn't finish it. Actually, I was lost there. I didn't know where to place myself in that part of my life. So I found a newspaper job that took me all the way to LA for my first gig, and I ended up selling magazines door to door. And I did that for 15 years of my life. And I traveled all across the United States. I had so much pride that I did not want to come home to tell my mother, "Esa And so I decided to just continue to be lost in that world, but I conquered it. I managed to run my own traveling sales company at the age of 22. I had 87 people working for me, traveling state to state, and I was, pulling people left and right to travel with me and sell magazines door to door until magazines pretty much died off when the
Faded
internet started giving.
away. What was the name of the company? The magazine company.
So the first company I worked for was Pacific Coast Clearing Services, and they were based here out of Gig Harbor, Washington.
And
And
what were their
then
issues? What were their magazine issues that they were issuing now? Was it like the
I
People's? Was it the
had a
Sportsman's?
plethora. I had a plethora.
A plethora of different, right?
of different magazines because it was for a publishing house. So that publishing house had over 5,000 publications that were being printed under their company. But the truth of the matter is that they weren't really caring about the subscriptions. They really just wanted your address so they can market to you. So I didn't, and that's old school door to door, you know what I mean?
That's it. No, I
So
know. So you were just getting money. What was the profit? Was it like six figures at that time too, or
I
around that
mean, at
area?
that time, no, not at all. I mean, as an agent, I wasn't doing well, right? Like I made $20 to $200 a night. If I had a really bad night, I made $20. And if I had a really great night, I mean, my maximum day, I made $500 in one day,
And
you
that
know.
was, this is the early 2000s.
Yeah, that was early 2000s.
That's not bad
And
money.
so, no, not at all. And you're talking about 18 to 25 year olds that are traveling to do this job. What do you think we did most of the time?
Party.
We part and we lived in hotels even.
We're gonna
So,
party and have fun. So you had a good time.
I did. I'm gonna fight.
So real quick,
So,
real quick. So the Lost
yeah.
Samoan, before we keep going,
It's
did
lost.
the what about the movie The Lost Boys? Was that had any kind of inspiration to the name? I'm curious.
No,
No?
unfortunately
Okay.
not.
I thought it was going to be that part too, just because of the Lost Boys. But
No.
man, so we
But
got
that sounds
through.
similar.
There you go. You can rock that too. I want to make sure that I promote your real estate because that's what your company is. Did I
That's
ask
fine.
everything about your stuff? I think the listeners are already aware of who you are. She's a sensation TikTok person, controversial. I think
Oh
she's controversial.
boy.
No, but you know what?
Controversial.
It's not even controversional. It's just like it's not. You're not the only one. There's a few of y'all ladies
Yeah.
out there, the Samoan ladies, especially you Afakasis. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be like, y'all be feeling like,
Buying all
you know,
the
you guys be pulling out the you know, when y'all be dropping them English, those like proper English, you
That's
know.
true.
I get comments like, come on, and y'all be
Oh
attacking the poor guys. I'll be like, I
my
just want to get up, and be like, ladies, chill out, y'all. It ain't lava le grammar Michael Spell Express.
I saw, wait, as if
For real, y'all
papel,
really
wait,
think about that.
oh,
Y'all
vote
really,
for the position or something.
like
I
a
get it.
Mickey. They don't
I
mean
get it.
nothing wrong. You were just one in Olympia. I know y'all gonna take it, but she's hilarious too. But man, the way y'all be firing back at our Samoan guys, I'd be feeling so bad. I'd be like, oh man, they're like me. They all explain expressly what they're trying to say on the comment, and y'all just be crying. Oh, oh,
I'll
sorry.
take the advice.
Yeah. Because you know the boys, you know the men, they're all just all about just going happy lucky. Y'all not supposed to, you're gonna have fun.
I am.
But yeah, man, no. So those that are not familiar with Charlene, I mean y'all familiar with her when you see her face, because there was one that you kept going back and forth. I couldn't find it on TikTok because you got so many ones that you posted. It's when I first noticed you. You were talking about it had to be some kind of event that happened in Samoa. And then you fast out them. Like, hey, Mayu, it's
Oh
not like,
yeah, so
what was it? That's when I
oh
first seen
Polyfest Mela.
the
The Polyfest.
Polyfest. Yes.
Yeah. I
So,
mean, we can get into it. I mean, I don't think it's
but the
I like the
attraction.
intention.
The
Well,
attraction
the
that you, I'm like, God
I mean
dang.
the truth of the matter is I wasn't gonna say anything until they resolved something. But what pissed me off is that somebody went on Facebook and said, "Oi, alu ken kikile kanga Karen ken kikila Charlene, lesa Charlene or Karen." Like, "Oh, alu kala." And I started looking
Lepers.
at it. Ang kwa almost every single person who was dissing me on that thread is people that I actually physically met and I thought I had a great connection with. So I was disheartened when I saw that. So instead of like, because I mean, they kind of opened the door for me. I was like, okay, well, if you guys want to do it, I'm gonna do it too. Let's go. Because I'm not afraid.
You
Let's
stay,
go.
like
Let's,
you stay, you clap back, like, oh,
yeah.
yeah.
No, I mean, because for me, I'm like, well, I don't want young women who look up to me to see me in a position where I cower down when things are wrong. And so I'm not going to. So I'm going to sit there and I'm going to say my point. And if I am wrong, I will take the blame. And I always do. I always tell people, like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I do. Because I know that there's power in being realistic. There's power in being truthful to who I am. And there's power in owning up to your mistakes. You know what I mean? And so, and I do make sure that I do that, you know? But that pissed me off. So when I did that, I basically was like, hey guys, like, I understand why you guys are pissed off, but mafufau. So how can you consider dragging my name through the mud when you don't even know how hard my struggle has been, and you have the audacity to tell me that I am somebody that what got me the comment that got me was, yeah, she thinks she's so much better than everybody else. Fuck you. That was it. That was the one that got me. That was like, no,
So
man.
what? I'm sorry. What content was this one? Like, is this? I thought that was because I just
It
remember
was
seeing.
on, it's on there. It was one video that I did make. It was outlining what everybody was talking about on me.
Was it the
And
was it about the food? It leveled me eye and stuff. That wasn't that the conversation, right?
wait, what? Lay love on me, I feel. Wait,
No, I'm just
what is
saying, you talk
that?
about the Polyfest in Tacoma, right?
Yeah, so what happened there is, okay, so
A lot of people are complaining about something, and then I think you just put your own two cents in it too, and then everybody started
well, I don't know what happened to the Polyfest. What pissed me off is that, so the person I got a hold of was Jesse Correa. I have no idea who he was. To this day, I can honestly tell you, I don't know what he looks like, okay? And for me, I signed up to support the program because I was in a space that year to be able to give back to my community. And so I'd already sponsored the Samoan fashion show earlier. And then they said Polyfest is coming up. And I said, oh, Kaimanaya, let me try it. Let me see what I can do to
Nice,
sponsor it,
nice.
right? So I look it up and I reach out to Jesse, and Jesse says, oh, well, our minimum sponsorship, this is our minimum sponsorships over here. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just a small business owner. I can't do $1,000, you know, and I apologize, but I just want to do something. But if that's the case, don't worry about it, you know. I'll try next year. Oh, and we actually decided, we talked about it, and we are going to open up for a small business for you, and we'll give it to you for 500. I said, oh, that's unfair for all the other people who spent full price to sponsor your event and now have to make room for somebody like me. And I'm not trying to make something big. I was just going to do a small banner. And then they were like, oh, well, yeah, you can do that. And for 500. And now because I have approached him about it and he came up with a solution, it would be disrespectful of me to say no,
As a
right? To say,
business
oh,
person.
yeah, as a business person. So when he said that and he provided me an opportunity, I was like, you know what? Let me look at my budget and let me go ahead and do it. And,
And
you know, after I looked at
especially
my
just so
budget, I
for the
was like,
listeners, just for the
yeah.
listener to understand that Charlene also was needed this to get into the community, right? Because you're
Yeah.
eventually trying to explore that end.
Exactly. I wanted to give back to my community, but I also wanted it to make it make sense, you know, not just like, oh yeah, again, kilale, and then that's it, right? No, I wanted to really like go onto the ground and say and meet every single person. And you know what I did, Polyfest? I put up my banner. When I came up there, nobody could help me with the banner. They just said, oh yeah, you can put it anywhere. I was like, hold up, what do you mean I can put it anywhere? Yeah, you can put it anywhere. Okay, so then I just put it right by the front. I put it right by the front where people are entering in. So that's where I put the Lost Samoan banner. But the problem I was having was that I didn't know I had to buy a ticket too on top of that. So, you know, and I'm trying to get a hold of Jesse. He doesn't answer his phone. He doesn't answer his email. I finally get a text message and it's hours later. So I'm frustrated at this point. So I just go get my ticket and I was like, hey, I'm getting my ticket and I'll be there. My banner is up. I'll just go take care of me, you know? So, and mind you, I think I told you too last time we talked, my family doesn't support me, like was not there for me. Like I had to go do all these things by myself, you know, deal with people that I didn't know and just kind of be brave about it, you
Yeah,
know?
networking.
And so then I left, I came back, I had to get dressed up because my goal was to meet every single vendor that was at that event. And I did. I met every single vendor at that event. I made it a point to purchase something that I actually wanted, not just to purchase and purchase, like, oh yeah, I got to that because these people. No, I went to every single thing and I said, oh, I like your things. Let me go through it. Let me see what I can find that I would genuinely like. And then I will purchase it. And I did every single one. This is one of those. The shirt right here is one of those shirts. Okay. And I did that because I wanted my community to know that I'm serious. I'm here. I want to help. I want to provide. I want to be impactful, you know? I did get the opportunity to meet a lady named Fia. She runs Arts of Love, and I really like her. She had a really nice booth that year. She was really kind to me. She actually helped me when I was there for that event, you know? But then that was it. That's that. I participated, I did all of that, and then I enjoyed it, right? And then I came home. But then when I saw that comment about me, then my head just like went off because I was like, I had a very nice time. Yes, it was messed up in the beginning, but like, really? Like, we gonna talk shit about me? You guys don't even know me. And that hurt my feelings. So like, I'm not, I say
So
these
what,
things.
Charlene, I'm sorry. So what were
Go ahead.
you what were you giving to the community? Were you selling something? Like, you have your banner out there. What were you marketing?
My marketing was just me. I'm available for real estate. If you guys have any
Oh, okay.
questions about,
Like the real estate people. Okay.
It was all about real
Gotcha.
estate.
Giving the business cards, like, hey, if you need something, you're the go-to person. And you would think that a lot of people at that time, how long ago was that, if you don't mind me asking?
I think it's 2024 now, so I think it was 2022. So it's just 2 years ago.
2 years ago. I don't mean to be the devil's advocate. I just feel like the Samoan community, I believe, I don't even know. I don't know, but I believe that Big Goose Radio has a play in it that promotes it. But I think as the Pali people, they're all trying. Because it sounds like that's what happened, is the miscommunication. And I think the ones that also started the event, big ups to them too, because they didn't expect the high demand that was coming from the vendors. And I feel like that's exactly what happened. Because I know it costs, as for me and my brother and my family, we did a few concerts back in, well, not really, it's very little small ones. I don't want to say concert because that sounds like, oh, I'm professional. No, we actually did a little events like at clubs, right? And even just that alone, just the marketing side of it, we're going off of what we assume that we're going to get charged for from the bar. And then actually in reality, what they're going to give. So that's why I understand the 1,000 and how it dropped down to 5, because I feel like, oh, they want to still give opportunities like what we're doing, me and you, we're networking, we're talking, we're like, we're all fairly new at this and stuff, but we want to still work with our own community, just like what black, white, and every other race is doing, right? So yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that you went through that, but I just
It's
feel like,
okay. You know, it's okay. We passed it or now, you
yeah, but I
know.
just, like I said, you definitely you was ranting, but it was like such a you had facts behind it. You get what I'm saying? So it was like so it seems like you're arguing, but if people actually really like put away the jokes and really hear you out, you made a lot of sense of what you were saying. Because I was just like, damn, who is this chick? Damn, she's talking like, damn, not only that, she's Samoan. She's speaking really good Samoan. And then on top of that, she's like, she looked like Afakasi, but you say you're full blood Samoan?
I mean, I consider myself a blooded Samoan. I mean, if you guys know who Michael Schuster is, he's like German
I know
Welsh.
Schuster.
He's like, he's a German background when Chinese and French.
It's like the mix. Bill Michael, yeah, my grandma's like the German side, but all that, like skin, but but anyways, you get what I'm saying? I mean,
I
I'm
get it.
dark.
I get
Yeah.
it.
But anyways,
I do understand I have privilege and I can say that I have used it in my life as well. So yeah.
no, but you gotta, you're a woman that speaks your mind. And like I said, that's one thing that really stood out to me is like, one, you're doing your real estate. Then on top of that, I have a few notes here, because you talked about how you wanted to work with the community and you wanted to kind of bring us together, especially in Washington area. to where everybody can capitalize by buying a house. Can you break that down more? Because I said obtain house. That's what I wrote down here. But you were saying that on one of your TikToks. Like, can you elaborate a little bit more about that?
Well, okay. So the reason why I got into real estate was because it was a personal thing, right? I didn't like leave magazines and be like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna go and sell houses." Like it didn't happen like that. I came and I became an accountant out here. I did accounting clerk work for I was doing pension accounting, and so I handled I did really good for accounting. And if anything, I probably would have had a really great career if I continued to stay there. However, I didn't feel like I was impacting anybody's life. I was just doing numbers, and I'm really great at numbers, So my family, just a little bit of background. I have an uncle who has like six children, and he was telling me that, hey, we were looking at some houses, and I don't know what's going on, but this real estate agent told me that, they showed me one house. It was a condo, and then they just never called me again. I said, oh, what do you mean? He said, oh, I'm going to try out this other agent. So he tried out another agent. And again, that new agent showed him one property. It was a condominium. And then when he said no to it, they just never called him again. But my aunt and my uncle worked so hard just to get all the paperwork together in for them, just for them to just say no. And that is what triggered me, because I felt that there was a reason. My aunt and my auntie, especially, she's a because she takes the time to research things to assist in helping her family, and she always succeeds. So hearing their story two times in a row from two different agents telling them, oh yeah, we'll help work all this stuff, and then they don't get any help afterwards and don't even know what to do next, that pissed me off. So I was like, okay, let me figure it out. Let me look at it. But when I started looking at it, I was already interested in real estate years ago, but I didn't have the gumption or the guts to go to school for real estate, because if I told you earlier, I dropped out of college, right? And I went on the road and I traveled to do that, right? So I loved the comfortability that I had selling magazines and running my own crew because I was in power, okay? I was the head lady. I had all these people working for me. I loved that. But it didn't make sense. It didn't work anymore. So now I come home, I see my family, they're struggling through something, and there's a language barrier in there as well. And then there's also an already preconceived idea from these other agents who are not Samoan, have these ideas about my family, and they don't even give them the advice of what they need to do for the next step. And that right there is what got me, because I was like, okay, let me figure this out. But while I was figuring it out, because I had already had the interest in the past, it basically pushed me to say, oh, since I like this, I like the information I'm learning. Hold on one second. Let me learn some more. Maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll do my license now. And as I was learning how to get my license, I recognized that I had to hang my license with a firm. So I had no choice but to work with somebody, right? I had to figure out what firm to go to. And so as I continued on, it took me a couple of months to do that. And then I finally signed up for the courses in October that year. And when that happened, I had to do my courses. I passed Rockwell University all by myself with no instructor, nobody else to like kind of impact. I passed my class, I passed my test in an hour. I took the exam. The exam takes 5 hours. I took it in 1 hour and passed it. I was very proud of myself when I did all that. Okay. And so that basically kept pushing me forward, because I started seeing that, no, I can do this and I really can provide the information. And after I did all of that, I sat in all these other meetings with these other companies, because you have to learn from all these other firms
Yes.
and be accountable for your work. So I ended up sitting in all of these different firms and had to learn from them. And so with that, I started understanding that the reason why those agents didn't help my uncle and my aunt further was because, excuse my French, they were shitty ass agents. They were just doing the bare minimum. Cool. It's not hard to get somebody pre-approved and then show them a house. It's really not. But taking care of your client takes a little bit more work and a little bit more understanding and a lot more human work, because you have to sit there and understand what your client's going through, understand what their family needs, understand what they technically actually want, Because most people, when you tell them what kind of house you want, they just say, oh, I want a 3-bedroom. That's most of the time. They don't technically really know what they really want until you show them something that is palpable for their living status or for the way that they live. And then you start realizing, okay, now it's a matter of analyzing details about real estate, analyzing how people truly like to live, analyzing where they want to live, locations, and what is beneficial to them for that property. And so I fell in love with real estate as I started studying more. And so for me, because of all this knowledge, and I was able to give that information to my uncle and my aunt, they were able to get into their own place, you know? And so that is the reason why I started doing this, is because I saw the need within my own community at home. And so now, my goal is to basically be on that same endeavor. But as I started doing more real estate, I understand that my community, I didn't recognize that there was such a big need. Like I said, I thought I was just doing it for my own family, small scale. But as I started doing more of it, I started seeing more people would reach out to me from TikTok. Hey, can you help me? Hey, I don't know where to start. Hey, Charlene, this is where I'm at, but I don't know how I can get here. You know, and I started seeing that I was actually needed. And that is what encourages me to keep up with what I'm doing. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's inspiring. That really is, because I see, from a content creator myself, I see the work that you're putting in, and I've noticed the shift from your content from the beginning time, and how you slowly, because of course, as you know, it's going to take you 1,000 times to keep putting out content before you actually find your niche. And
Yeah.
that is awesome. That's inspiring. And that goes also with inflation. Can you talk about how the inflation became about? Because you're obviously, you say you're good with numbers. I can see that, because it makes a lot of sense of the business decisions that you've been making. What is, because I understand about inflation too, but not into depth like how you were breaking it down. When did a light bulb hit you, or you realize that economic has such a big thing to do with everything? Honestly, politics has a lot to do with the life that
Oh,
we live in
yeah.
America, because you also mentioned that too. I believe that our coconut people are not aware, not just coconut, but just everybody that's
Well,
in the
go ahead.
hood, and just everybody that's there was a time, me, when I was the same way. I feel like I didn't care about voting. I didn't care
Yeah.
about inflation. To me, it was like, it ain't doing nothing to me. But not
Yeah.
knowing, the naive, that I was so naive that I didn't realize that it is affecting me. It does affect us as an Americans, as a, even Samoans. And I feel like the fact that a lot of people were just too focused, knock on wood, you know what I'm saying, to our listeners, but a lot of our Samoans are just content with what they're at, where they're at, or either it's church, your own little community with your little family.
Yeah.
And until it affects you, then you start caring.
Yeah.
But I feel you're kind of like at that same energy that I have. It's like, this is our platform. Yeah, we're going to be the ones that sound like the ones that nobody wants to hang out with now, because we're talking about shit that only I used to say that nerd people talks about. I
Yeah.
categorize them as nerd, but not, it's not the right terminology.
That's okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
I get
the
what you're
inflation,
saying.
where did that all
I
start?
mean, all right. So, I mean, okay. So, okay. After I left the road, right? After I sold magazines, I ended up in Indianapolis. Okay. And I was living in Greenfield, Indiana, small town. And my life was very simple and very easy. I loved it. Okay. I went to work. I did a warehouse job, and then I graduated to working at a as a pharmaceutical technician at Walmart. And I did that for a little while, and I loved my job and I loved my life. It was so easy. Like I went to work, got home, took the like bike rode the trail for a whole 2 hours, and then came back and then made my own dinner and lived by myself. Like I had a nice life. But my family wasn't around. And I mean, I felt lost. I was always lost. Like life was great. Like I wasn't suffering. I wasn't going through terrible issues. I just didn't have a home, technically. You know, like I was living life, but I didn't have like my family around me. And the people who were around me liked me and they like enjoyed my company, but I wasn't family to them, you know. When I got into an
Yeah.
argument with a boyfriend back then, they'll be like, "Oh, I'm going to my mom." I'm like, "Okay, cool. I have nowhere to go, you know. I'll be
Yeah.
right here, my house. Take care of me." And so, so I missed home, but because I had chosen to live the life that I had lived, I'm sure you can understand from a Samoan point of view that your family probably wouldn't really want to hear from you as often because, it's a little bit different when you're somebody who didn't want to be around the family for a long time, you know. And so I always thought that I would never come home. I honestly thought I was going to live in Indiana for the rest of my life. And then after that, I started seeing the way life is there. I was paying $300 a month for my rent. $300. You don't do that nowadays, you
No.
know? And I was making, back then I was making $35,000 a year, during when I was living in Indiana. And I like to call those years my sabbatical years because it helped me kind of see life, because it wasn't like I wasn't working hard, but I wasn't working easy neither. Like I had a very nice, simple life,
You were content, yeah.
I guess it goes back to what you were just saying, like Samoan people or some of our people, we tend to be content. But to be truthful, if I look back at those years, I can say that the people I was living around in Indiana, they were hurting themselves. And they didn't like, if I were to talk about the conversations I have now about real estate or life or inflation with those people, they would not know what the hell I'm talking about, and they're Palani, And so, and they look, I mean, they check me out on TikTok now and they're just kind of like, "Why? You speak Samoan? Like, I didn't know you did." And I'd have to explain myself over and over again, like, "Well, you guys don't speak Samoan, so how am I supposed to come sit down and speak Samoan to y'all? Like, y'all are Palani, so I'm gonna speak English." But to answer your question about when did that trigger me, I could say that that's when it started. I started seeing the difference. Like my mom would tell me what's going on in Washington and how much it cost her to live there. And I'd be like, "Shh, here's $300 a month for my rent. Like, psh, I like my life right now." And then I moved to Kentucky for a relationship. It wasn't a wise decision, but I moved there for a relationship.
Military.
And no, he just didn't want to live in Indiana with his family. So he just moved down to Lowell, Lowell was nice. I love Lowell. I
Beautiful
think,
city.
yes, I lived off of Evelyn Ave, like a couple blocks away from the Churchill Downs. And so I got to see, the Derby Week. I like Derby Week. I get to see a whole town basically get off work early to go get drunk all together and watch a bunch of people. So it's kind of interesting to see that. But to me, that was kind of indicative of also lifestyle in Samoa, community, right?
Yes.
It was very familiar to me to be in that space and also related to the way I lived in Samoa. Everybody knows who you are. Everybody wants to, "Oh, there's a college going, something's going on at the college. Everybody's going to be there. Even if you're not going to college, everybody's going to be there."
Everybody's going to be
Same thing
there.
in Samoa, Same thing in Samoa. So it was relatable to live there. But again, the cost of living there was so low. Like I was making 50,000 K doing Uber and Lyft. When I was working for Humana, I was only making like $40,000, 40,000, yeah, 40,000 a year working for Humana when I moved down there. And then I found Uber and Lyft and I was like, "You know what? I think I'm switching. I'm just gonna work for myself and I'm gonna work at night because I can't handle these hours during the daytime because like I got a big nose. I'm Samoan. Like I get sick when it's freaking humid as hell over there. So I couldn't function during the daytime in Kentucky when it was summer. So I had to work at night. And the only way I could work at night is when I did Uber and Lyft. And real talk, like when you do it at night over there, it's actually not bad at all. I loved it working at night in Kentucky. So I made really good money. And then I got into my relationship wasn't great. But it's because it stemmed from bad choices, but also bad basics of what relationships should be like. My mom and my dad didn't get married. But if you guys know who Michael Schuster is, my dad had a lot of kids from a lot of women, and he was not a very faithful man. So, I can't say that that's the reason why I have bad relationships, but I know that that has to do with it. When somebody doesn't have a very stable, idea of what a relationship looks like, you tend to not make proper decisions for yourself as well. And I've learned in my older age now that I could have done better when I was younger, but I allowed myself to continue in those cycles because I didn't have anywhere else to go that I thought I could go to, you know? So fast forward, I left that life, came here to Washington, came back to Washington where my family is. And then I really saw, like, I just made 50K out there, and that 50K ain't nothing over here. Like, not
Nothing.
at all. Nothing at all. Like, you can't even live right out here on 50K. So,
Might as well live in the projects for 50K.
yep. Oh no, real joke. I mean, real talk. I lived with my aunt for a little bit, you know, and thank God for her. If it wasn't her good graces, I would not be here. Because she allowed me to rent a room from her for, you know, $200 a month. And she allowed me to get myself back on my feet and allowed me to get together. And then from there, I was able, she was the one who actually told me. Because I was trying to figure out what to really do with my life. And she also was one of the people who pushed me into real estate because she was like, bye, all over the place. But come fai ka kasil meke ke focus ai where you are. Like, oi. I'm like, well, all over the place. Focus me kasi. And so when my uncle told me that he needed help with the real estate stuff, I was like, oh, okay, let me try it out, you know? And then when it continued to be in that manner, I was like, I love this. I never thought that I would push myself this far. And I thank my aunt and my uncle every day because if it wasn't for them, again, I would not be here doing what I'm doing, loving my life, like being enjoying the things that I do. Like if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. So my uncle is somebody who played football for Wazoo, you know. And when I came back, like in addition to my aunt encouraging me to do real estate, he also kind of helped me understand what politics looked like. Because, you know, he was like, oh, did you register to vote? And I was like, what? What do you mean? I don't register to vote. He's like, oh, you think you want changes, but you don't want to do nothing. And I was like, but uncle, like, it'll make a difference. And he was like, here. Read these. So he made me read a couple of stuff like on the ballot sheets and stuff like that. So he was like, you know, I need you to read these things and then I want you to decide what you want to vote for and then come to me. We'll talk about it. And I was like, you don't, I was like, you're not going to care if I don't have the same idea as you, right? And he was like, no. He's like, I want you to actually have a genuine understanding of why you're voting. And I was like, okay. So because of my uncle, he helped me understand politics, right? So that was a start of it. And then I'm still answering your inflation question, just so you know. Like I'm
No,
still
I know.
going there.
There's a buildup to it. Go
It's
ahead.
very deep. But then so because of the politics, he got me to understand that. And it started enlightening there because I was like, okay, living in Kentucky, like it was cheap there, but people were still hurting. And then living in Kentucky, like Indiana and Kentucky, same thing, cheap, but people were still hurting.
The
Come
word.
here, and I'm like, I'm making so much money over there. I did really, really well over there. And over here, like I make the same amount of money, and it's just, what is going on? You know? And I was like, what can I do here? And my uncle was like, well, you're in real estate. Maybe you should learn some more about real estate and really get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And he was right. The first Christmas function I ever went to that was filled with real estate people, I can tell you that I did not know what the heck to talk to these people about. I was so embarrassed. I felt foolish. I felt like I was stupid. But everybody around me was talking about the inflation rate, talking about the real estate market, talking about Freddie Mac, talking about Sally Mae. Talking about all these facts that I felt like you had to be in the big boys club to be able to understand it, you know? And so I was nervous. I was nervous that first party I was at. I was so nervous. But thankfully, one of the old men was drunk and he made a stupid comment. So that made me feel okay. And I was like, okay, we're kosher. Like these people are human. I'm okay now, you know? And that allowed me to get a little bit of confidence to then finally put my foot down and say, no, I can do this, right? I really am able to do this. And so I was able to then, I started being a part of like groups of people who started talking about life and the economic values and economic development and understanding what's going on in this area and this area and property taxes, blah, blah, blah. And then finally, I got to a point where I was like, things started clicking. Like you start understanding like why lenders do certain things and why real estate does this and that. And then you understand like, holy crap, the inflation is something that people need to pay attention to understand how to get to their proper decisions. Because if I didn't know that, I wouldn't even know what to do next. So, and that's why I wanted to share. Like every time I learn more things about, economic development, and how to progress people in life, I start sharing that. I haven't been doing a lot of content lately because I real estate and money really makes me sad now because, like, I see a lot of opportunity for people, but then for the people who are below a certain threshold, if you really can't pull yourself out like by three or four times more than what you can, you're kind of stuck down there, And that's what scares me. That's why it makes me sad when I talk about real estate or like money or inflation. And that's the reason why it triggers me to want to share more information because I feel like the thing to me is if the majority and the mass of people get educated more and understand these things on a normal basis, then you're increasing the value of the economy and allowing them to make better decisions later on. Instead of like, forcing people to get into something now and say, oh, yeah, no, let's get into a house now. Let's do this, let's do this, let's do that. No. If you educate them, give them some time to process what you've been giving them and take, and like you said, it takes thousands of times to do something over and over and over
Knocking on
before it
thousands of
actually,
doors before you get a customer client. Yeah.
And
It's
finally,
repetitive.
So it will take me a while to get there, but I mean, I've been on this journey for 6 years now, I got 4 more years to hopefully see the impact, but I don't know, I'm very confident and I'm very positive that I actually kind of see some of it so far, and I'm grateful. I can only be so grateful for, the impact that people do show that I'm making upon them. So, hopefully it continues to be positive. But yeah.
You broke it all down to where I believe the listeners and myself is we know you more better and the kind of person that you represent and who you what you stand for. And I, yeah, what were you were going to say something? What were you going to say?
I would say I tend to overshare sometimes too. I'm
That's
learning my
fine.
boundaries on that.
All I was told was when I'm talking, when I'm interviewing people, let them talk. And if you're talking, I'm doing a good job being a good listener. You know what I'm saying? So, at least that's what they say. That's what they're saying. They're like, you know, because sometimes I tend to cut people off and I try not to because I'm just more like the hello, the podcast is called Why's. So I want to throw in my whys, like, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? You know, but you answered
That. I
everything.
didn't notice. I was gonna ask you why you call it why ooze, but I get it.
So the originate it came from a shout out to my man Tasi Bula. He thought about this. This wasn't an overnight kind of thinking of the word because he has his own business. So shout out to Toa Concrete from Portland, Oregon.
Ooh,
You
my
know what I'm
Lord.
saying? Toa, Toa Concrete. And of course, they specialize in concrete, right? But he, because he's a business-minded person, he thought long and hard that he just thought about, I think he said, if I can remember what he said, you know, like Nike, Fila, all of them has those very short four-letter words. So he wanted to find something that based off of Samoan. If you look at all these Samoans, especially you and everybody else, y'all got some long vocabularies on you guys' business names. I have Ayurveda, Pepsi, Coke, the billionaire ones. It's very short. So there goes another
But
free gem. There goes another free gem for people just talking out there.
all right, I'm
So,
gonna take it. I'll take it. I mean,
you
I
know.
got real. So I do have a real estate investment group that I've created on Meetup. It's called Real Estate in Layman Terms, and I shorten it to REALT.
Realt is good. Now that's
REALT.
good. Leave it at Realt.
So I
There
want
you
to put
go.
REALT as Patreon so that way.
Especially when you're Googling, everybody just puts in oos. Oos is popular already, the EUCE.
Oh,
But if you put
yeah.
the Y in the front of it, you'll see my stuff all over. But anyways, that's how Tasi came. He just said why. He said why oos, and I'm like why oos? What the hell is why oos? I was thinking of like Poonie and Toss because it was gonna be me in his podcast. But Yeah, and then it just
Yeah.
stopped. It was, and then next thing you know, as this is like the 54, 55, 56 episode now, finally came
Yeah.
with my niche. It's like, hey, I like talking to people and just content creators like yourself, entrepreneurs, small business owners. I'm starting again with just the Polynesian people I'm comfortable with. But eventually I want to, throw my brand out there to talk to more people, because I don't see a lot of podcasts talking to just regular average Joes that catch you before the wave goes up. You know what I'm saying? Catch it
Yeah.
before you even go up there. So
Yeah, that's
that's where
true.
I'm at. I appreciate the hustle that you have. You it made you the woman that you are. You know what I'm saying? So,
Thank you.
but yeah, I don't want to take up no more time. Do you have a closeout?
I would just want to be able to represent my culture and everything that I do, like my people. I'm going to do real estate for the rest of my life. So if anybody out there wants to understand anything about real estate, whether you want to do real estate, get into real estate, or purchase real estate, sell real estate, whatever that is, whatever information you want to understand, I'm available. And on top of that, I mean, that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's it.
And what about your motto? You don't want to talk about your motto, your Patreon?
I mean, I mean, I have been doing modeling for like the Salmon fashion show, and I did it for the Le Pacifica runway, but I hope that I can actually create a platform for our community in that industry. Fashion industry is something that's a very, I find it very deceptive and cutthroat. And also very, it's just very different than what I remember it to be when I was younger. But now I see that like modeling is kind of what you make it now. You can literally find good photographers who would take good videos and photos of you, and like it's not really about whether you're the right size anymore, which is what I think is pretty good now, you know? And I like knowing that about like fashion industry, but what I don't like is that I don't see enough of someone clothing that is like modernized. And no offense to anybody who sui suis and pulkasis, but come like some new modern styles would be nice. That's what I really like. I've seen some, like I think there's one Over the Rock, I think, that's there in Cucuila. I really, really like her designs. They're really beautiful. I like Afa's designs as well. But I think like I like his old stuff. I don't know like really anything else that he has going on right now. I do like when he presents. I think he's a great fashion person, and I think he takes pride in the work that he does, which I do admire. And so yeah. But yeah, if we're talking about modeling and stuff like that, like catch me later. Catch me next year when I finish the cycle of completing that part of like my education, because I want to learn more about how to help certain people in that community in fashion industry, because I would like to do something with it. I'm very passionate about fashion, and I'm very passionate about incorporating my culture in it. So right now I do not have the avenue to even share that yet. Until I can really penetrate that industry, I can't really say anything yet until that happens. But yeah,
Nice. Okay. So right now, just the real estate, right? Real estate and being
yes.
an advisor is just solely your business. And then every now
Yes.
and then you'll throw some content on the TikTok. And
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
forget to get on her Patreon. Again, listeners, man, if you enjoyed the conversation we had with Charlene, leave a comment and also get a hold of her on her profile, or you'll find her on TikTok and social Instagram. Any other social media? Do you do
I'm
YouTube?
on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. There is a YouTube, but I haven't actually started doing anything on YouTube. I'm advised by my content manager that I need to start doing YouTube. And I can honestly say that I'm very hesitant to do it because I don't think my content is professional enough for YouTube yet. So I need to do more professional looking content than
Have
my
you ever
wake up
seen
and
a have you seen
what?
a Kai? I think his name is Kai, the little Maori kid.
No.
Okay, and then also Mr. Beast.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure you heard of Mr. Beast.
Oh yeah, of course. I've seen bits and
Okay.
pieces.
Well, those are all authentic stuff, and that, and look at them now. They're like millionaires, billionaires.
You're right. I just have to start, it sounds like.
Just turn on the
That's
camera.
all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're able to catch a, if you're able to get a 40-year-old attention from your ranting back then, you definitely got something going on. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of,
No, I got you.
you never know, man. But Charlene, man, I want to thank you again for participating. You know what I'm saying? You're always welcome to get back on our platform. You know, especially if you have anything to promote, you know, hit us up, get back on here. You know what I'm saying? Until then, man, I'm your boy Pony Moore here with Charlene, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Stay cool up. Miami. I'm from the biggest little city, ain't no stopping me. My game, my conga, my nigga, we chasing dreams and stacking figures. I'm trying to get a soul about the hood. Yeah, that I made, and yeah, that I did. You feel better feel. Big ups to all of my soldiers who always kept it real. I've been trying to holler at shorty since I many days. Got me feeling for your body up in so many ways. I wanna do what the